This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tal Afar, the city that fell to the militants this morning, is about 60 miles west of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city that ISIL took last week. 60 miles on the other side of Mosul is the Kurdish city of Erbil, where things are very, very different. The BBC's Rami Rahayem is in Erbil. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, what's it like day to day up there with all that's gone on in the last week or two?
Well, in Erbil, it's life as usual, but of course the takeover of Mosul triggered a much larger chain of events across Iraq, and now it's not just Mosul that's in the eye of the storm, it's the entire country.
What do you see, though? Do you see food shortages? Do you see prices going up? Is there gas at gas stations?
Of course, here where I am in Erbil, yes, but when we went closer to Mosul, we didn't actually get there. The price of petrol is higher than it is here. There are some shortages. The people we spoke to who are going back say it's okay. They say they have nothing to fear as civilians from the militants, and that was one of the more surprising things we heard. They only feared an Iraqi army assault in order to chase the militants out, and they also said services were okay.
These refugees, these displaced people, are they women and children? Did the men stay to fight? Who is on the move?
Everybody is on the move. Women, children, men, families. We saw different classes. There are people with money who come into Erbil. Some of them actually went into hotels or rented apartments, but they're not really visible. There isn't any visible refugee or internally displaced people. But those who are less well off basically stayed in camps on the outskirts of these cities.
If it gets worse in Mosul and the rest of Iraq, do you suppose the Kurdish provincial government is equipped to handle displaced people? What's going to happen to that?
Well, they're extremely organized, and they do have the support of NGOs who immediately came here. Probably, yes, they are equipped. Of course, they are already under pressure. There are many Syrian refugees as well here, and there are refugees from other parts of Iraq who fled fighting, for example, in the western province of Anbar. But they're actually doing a really good job of handling it, and it's probably because of the organization and the security and the prosperity that this province is enjoying in very sharp contrast to the rest of Iraq.
I confess I am struck by how many times you have said Erbil is safe and the Kurdish region is safe and not 60 miles down the road. It's chaos.
It's incredibly striking. We were just walking in the park here and thinking exactly the same thing you just said. Basically, there's militant entity that's on the rise along the borders of this Kurdish province. There are bombings daily, almost bombings that go on in all parts of Iraq, which have been going on ever since the American invasion in 2003. This has not stopped. Throughout all of this instability and violence, continuous in Iraq for more than 11 years, this place has been mostly safe. Of course, in the beginning, you know, about 2004, 2005, this city did see maybe a few suicide attacks. There were a few security incidents, but nothing compared with the rest of Iraq and quite far off. It's been very safe for a long time and prosperous as well.
Rami Rahayem, he's the BBC's correspondent. We got him in Erbil in northern Iraq. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.